Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm Michaela Savage. King Charles is said to be so proud of Princess Kate for her courage in announcing to the world she has cancer. Kate revealing the news in a video message overnight, saying tests confirmed the cancer after her abdominal surgery back in January. According to a Buckingham Palace spokesperson, Charles has remained in the closest contact with his beloved daughter-in-law throughout the past weeks. The Princess of Wales adding her husband, Prince William, has also been incredibly supportive.
Having William by my side is a great source of comfort and reassurance too, as is the love, support and kindness that has been shown by so many of you.
While our Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, says his thoughts are with the Princess and her family. To Russia now, where Islamic State is taking responsibility for a horrific attack at a Moscow concert hall. Gunmen have opened fire, killing at least 40 people and injuring more than 140 others. Back home now, tragedy on Queensland's Fraser Coast, with three people dead following a multi-vehicle crash. Emergency crews raced to the scene, also finding three others with minor injuries. Police are now investigating. And the barbecues are being fired up today as Tasmanians head to the polls for the state election. A minority government is the expected outcome. If Labor wins, every single state, as well as the federal government, will be Labor run. Not the night the Rabbitohs were hoping for. South Sydney were absolutely smashed by the Roosters, 48-6. Tricolours utility Connor Watson made his long-awaited return from a knee injury, scoring a try. Skipper James Tedesco says it's good to have him back.
Yeah, it was just good to see him out in the field. Last year, he'd be in the gym pretty much every day we'd come in. It was a bit of a struggle for him. He couldn't really get out in the field and train.
Today's round three action kicks off with the Bulldogs and the Titans head-to-head in Sydney.